Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up on the call from David of Mequon. David of Mequon correctly points out that four school board members in Mequon have been subject to recall petitions. That doesn't mean they've been removed. There's going to be an election. But school boards around the state, or around the country, are becoming the objects of people's ire, especially over things like mask mandates and vaccination, those two things. And every once in a while, you pick up the newspaper and some poor clerk somewhere asks somebody to put on a mask and they're stabbed or they're shot. Now, at school boards, it's not just a bunch of moms getting up and saying what they think. In Arizona, a guy and a couple of men went with handcuffs to kidnap the principal and kill her. There are death threats against school board members. There are death threats against administrators. Now, this is the soft underbelly of democracy. School board members usually don't get paid, in smaller towns especially. Larger towns, they may get a few bucks, but it's a thankless task that citizens engage in to make their communities better. They don't need death threats. They do not need death threats. And if they do get them, their wives or husbands are going to say, why are you still staying on the school board? There have been death threats against the kids of election officials, for instance, in other states, in Georgia. People are not prosecuted for these things. And some people will say, well, then why don't you just use local police? The local police frequently, culturally reflect the people who are making the threats. What Merrick Garland is doing is saying that, and this is not at every school board, but if you have a school district where some men go in with handcuffs to kidnap the principal, and the local police aren't doing the job, yes, you absolutely are going to send in FBI agents. And if people are issuing death threats against school board members and their families and their kids, and the locals aren't doing the job, you absolutely are going to send in the FBI. Now, in Mequon, Mequon is it's a good area. A lot of friends in Mequon, affluent area. And you're not going to find people doing it, as I just described, that stupidly. But it's wrong to somehow associate the few school districts that the FBI have to go into with every school district in the country. If anybody wants to get up and say, I don't believe in vaccine, I don't believe in masks, that's fine. And frequently, they wax very poetic and they're yelling and all that. That absolutely can be taken care of locally. But kidnapping can't be. Death threats apparently can't be. And people going in threatening violence apparently can't be. And that's not a lot of school boards, but I'll tell you what, that is going to be, that's where the FBI is there. Now, one thing I will say about Merrick Garland, to me, this is low-hanging fruit. Hey, Merrick, where are the federal lawsuits stopping the turning over of voting machines and presidential ballots to QAnon? When there's a law that says for 22 months, they can't be turned over outside after the election of the chain that is authorized to review elections. Okay. Where are the prosecutions for death threats to election officials? Let's get real here. Where's the prosecution of Donald Trump? Where's the prosecution of his henchmen? Donald Trump, who called up the Secretary of State in Georgia and said, forge 11,890 votes, you may be subject to criminal prosecution. That's extortion. That's extortion, a form of attempted bribery. It's a felony. Hey, Merrick, let's get real here. Let's get going. Going back to the lines, we have Mark from the SAC, my friend. Mark from the SAC, what's on your mind today? Thank you, Mark.
You pushed back on the point on what Dave was making there, that Dave should remember that back in the in the '60s, it was the FBI that had to go into the South and help and go after the people that were, you know, murdering so civil rights workers and threatening civil rights workers that because local officials wouldn't do it in the South. I mean, and we're running into the same situation on these school boards. I don't know what particularly happened in Mequon, but say what happened even in Mequon, you know, some half what goes in there and makes a veiled or even an implicit threat to a school board member, and law enforcement just poo-poos it. Well, BS on that. I mean, if the FBI needs to come in and prosecute those people, I'm saying prosecute, not persecute those people, that yes, things can get heated, but the instant you start making threats, that any kind of threat at all, that it needs to get treated as such, as a crime, that the crime that it is. I mean, that it it just is unacceptable to think, well, you know, it's poor little local mon pa out here, you know, the big old FBI. Well, this is a nationwide problem that we are
having. And that's not what the FBI is. You're right, on the nose. The FBI is not going in for that. And you frankly can't have democracy with death threats. You got to do something about it, and especially with going in to kidnap the principal. Mark, thanks a lot for calling in. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, this January 6th thing, I know I'm beating it to death, but it's all too important to me. Now Meadows apparently said something earlier in the week. You know, he's at least responded to some degree, but he said something to the effect it was a non-answer. He says, well, there's two impeachments. What does that have to do with January 6th? You know, if you're going to go before Congress and just, you know, song and dance and a little soft shoe and a bunch of ridiculous answers, then just put him in jail until he figures out it's time to answer the questions. What does impeachment have to do with January 6th?
That's a good point. Luke, you're at the microphone, my friend. Do you have a response to Dick?
Yeah, Dick. And I think it's important to note when people bring that up that the second impeachment didn't occur until after January 6th. January 6th caused the second impeachment. Like, there weren't two impeachments at that point. There was one, and that was like a year before. And the second impeachment came because of the incitement of an insurrection.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And there's also, and Dick, to your point, Adam Schiff has already said that these people that are dodging it are going to be criminally prosecuted. And yesterday, Liz Cheney came out. Liz Cheney, Republican, and she said these people are going to be subject to criminal contempt if they continue to dodge it. And this is not just Meadows, but Bannon and Scrivino and this fellow Cash Patel with the Dickensian name. His first name is Cash, believe it or not, K-A-S-H, which is great for a Republican. Cash Patel, all four of them. Liz Cheney, she was the number three in the House of Representatives in the Republican caucus till they removed her because she showed some spying against Trump. Liz Cheney has said that they're going to be subject to criminal contempt. So, Dick, you're absolutely right. It has nothing to do with executive privilege. It has nothing to do with the price of tea in China. The Congress sends you a subpoena, serves it on you. You show up. You can't just tell them or the grand jury or a judge, hey, I don't feel like it. Yeah, I'm going to the Virgin Islands to swim. No. You're going to go right over there, Jack, or they are going to carry you, and it's criminal contempt. That means you get put in the who's gal. Means you get put in the who's gal. And when Adam Schiff said that, I thought, great. But, you know, Adam, you know, do you have the horses, especially with the Republicans? Well, Liz Cheney gives it a lot of credibility. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.